Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a beautiful week of nostalgia here this week. If you've been out on the app or out in our audio vault, or you listen to us on Stitcher or Google or any of those newfangled podcast places, or out on YouTube, you've seen Marvin Lewis stop by, or Brian Billick stop by, or Goose, or Jack Del Rio talking all things Super Bowl 35, and I got my jersey on with the pack. Everybody thought this was a John Ogden jersey, Leonard. It's actually a 15. It's a 15 and a 70, right, as I've tried to show everybody. Leonard Raskin joining us here from Raskin Global. Yeah, I'll tell you the one thing. When I hold these pictures up, it makes me feel a lot younger, and I've been sharing all these younger pictures of me and David Modell, my dearly departed friend, and you know, I lost Bobby Nick, who and the Hitman, and all these pictures from Whiskey Joe's, and I've talked to every. We were all 20 years younger, so I'm going to leave it to you. Where were you 20 years ago, Leonard Raskin, when the Ravens won Super Bowl 35 in Tampa on January 28, 2001?
I was in Tampa. Crazy story. So my wife loves this. Well, she doesn't love it actually. We went to all the playoffs.
This involves you spending money.
Yes.
Okay.
We're spending money. So we went to all the playoff games together, and
went to Oakland.
No, we didn't go to Oakland. Okay, the only one I've ever missed there.
Okay.
We didn't go to Oakland. And so I tell her that I'm going to the Super Bowl with a couple friends, and she's livid because she's not going.
Oh, wow.
We didn't have tickets. We had no tickets. We had nowhere to stay. It was three guys.
How old were you? Irresponsible when I look at you now, and then I think,
35.
Okay. Well, not that irresponsible.
Yeah, well, you know, so we're heading to Tampa, and we're on the flight, the three of us, no tickets, no nothing. Talking to a guy across the aisle in the flight. I think it was U.S. Air back in the day.
When did you fly? Like Thursday, Friday? Or
Saturday.
Oh, so you were just... You weren't there for the party. You weren't there for a long time. You were there for a good time. I got you.
Yeah, yeah, right. Quick in, quick out. You know, coming back Monday, Saturday to Monday, nowhere to stay, no tickets. And everybody on the flight's going for the same reason.
To go to Whiskey Joe's, right?
This couple across the aisle is like, you know, we're going, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, I don't have tickets. He goes, oh, my God, what are you doing? I said, well, we're gonna try to find him. And the three of us agreed we would split the price of three, whatever we got, wherever we sit, who knows what. So,
can you tell me your budget now? Is this a good time to ask a financial advisor what your budget? Because this is what you beat my ass every week about setting budgets and all the stuff that I don't do.
Budget was a couple few grand a ticket.
Okay. Well, I remember what it cost to get in because
we had lots of cash.
Okay.
We had lots of cash. So I'm talking to this couple and they're going, you know, they're having a ball. And I said, well, you know, would you sell your tickets? And the guy's like, no way. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're not selling our tickets. We're seeing friends down here. We're going out before. We're going to go to the game, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, great. So we get closer to Tampa and we're getting ready to land. And I said, $1,500 a ticket. Would you sell them for $1,500 a piece? He's like, no, we're not selling our tickets. I'm like, okay. So we land and, you know, we're getting off the plane. I said, $2,000 a ticket. Like $2,000 a ticket. We're starting to talk my language. So we're walking.
We only had two and you needed three.
Well, look, we get what we can get.
Left your wife out. Screw Joey over here.
She was home. Right. And the other guy, we'll have to figure it out. So sure enough, this guy gives me his phone number. I give him my phone number. And later that day he calls us and he says, we're going to the club tomorrow for brunch. If you got cash, we'll take $4,000 for the two tickets. I'll take my wife to Paris and watch the Super Bowl at a bar. So we met him at the club the next morning, cashed out, counted out $4,000 in hundreds and got two tickets.
And he's got a picture at the Eiffel Tower and you got to watch this, right?
Right. 50 yard line, three, four rows from the top of the stadium. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm in the ball game. So then we're trying to find a place to stay. We drive a half hour out of Tampa, cross the bridge there, and we're in God knows nowhere land. And we find this hotel that's got a room. So we got a room. And as we're checking in, this chick is checking in, And we're like, man, we just need one more ticket. And she's like, I got a ticket. Like, you got a ticket? She said, yeah, I'm down here from New York. She's a Giants fan. She's like, I'm down here from New York. And my girlfriend got sick. And I said, well, I'm sorry you're sick, but I'm going. So she says, I'm happy to sell it. I said, well, how much you want for it? She said, well, the face is like 300. So face amount's fine. Like, my God. So we bought that one for 300. So we spent 4,300.
Now that's a great story. There aren't a whole lot of people that got in for face value.
And split the price of the three, you know, so it's all good and done. And we go to the game.
It was your lucky day, Len. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Obviously fabulous. We're hanging out tailgating before and we go to the game. I'm telling you, man, when that, if you remember, the flyover was a stealth bomber. You know, when it was stealth.
I remember everything about it, man. Okay, I was sitting about 50 feet from Ray Charles, you know.
Dude, I thought I could touch that thing. I thought I could touch that thing. We were so high in the stadium.
Grab it, pull it down. Goodness,
I'm ready to grab on and take a ride on the stealth. So long story longer, game's coming to the end. So in the last 5 minutes, we connect and we are right behind the Ravens bench, third row, when the confetti blows and it's time to celebrate. Because all the Giants fans left. So we're hanging out right behind a bench at the end of the game, having a ball. And we stayed in that stadium till security threw us out.
Well, it sounds like you and I were pretty close near each other. There's my shot. I don't know. You know, I had field access and stuff. And
I should have sent you a picture, man. So we stayed so late that security was chasing us around the bowl. And the only people in the stadium were on the field doing the postgame shots on TV. And David Modell comes out of the locker room with the trophy with Channel 11 News. And he comes over to us and he hands us the trophy up in the crowd. The three of us were standing there holding the trophy the night of the game.
I love that, man. There's my dude right there. How about that?
That's it. It was outstanding. We're holding the trophy and we threw him a camera and he took pictures of us up holding the trophy in the stands that night.
I got to see that picture. I want to.
I'm going to get it to you.
Send it over. I'm going to share it tomorrow. I'll share it right away. Leonard Raskin is here. Raskin Global. He manages money, talks sports with us, and has a good time. Obviously, you can go to RaskinGlobal.com, as we always encourage you to do into a new year and knowing more about taking good care of your money. But so you can go to the next Super Bowl next year in LA or wherever it's going to be. You know, all these years later, you've got these stories and this incredible picture with David Modell and the trophy. I have all that going on too, but a couple weeks ago I started finding these pictures, right? Like in the bottom of boxes and all sorts of weird stuff's happened. You know, Larry King died the other day and Larry King actually wrote that my book was a good read. You know what I mean? And of all the things, like that happened 4 days before the anniversary. All these things have been conspiring, you know, different little David Modell showing up and whispering in my ear with these pictures and stuff. It's really, when I think of my life and all the really awesome things that I've been so fortunate and blessed to be a part of, whether my son, marriages, my relationships, all those things, concerts, events, interviews, all the things I've done, man, there are very, very few things that I can even put, not even the second time, right? There was just something about all of that, that when I go back and I look at the smiles, the pictures, the time in my life, what it represented. And a couple of people have brought this up, how it didn't even feel possible that we could have a team, let alone be involved, let alone win, right?
Win that Super Bowl. It was an amazing, amazing time. Let me finish this story. I got to finish two things about this story.
All right, when you left, Modell's handing you the trophy.
Yeah,
all right, go ahead.
Yeah, so we leave the stadium. We're finally walking out, and there's Jane Miller broadcasting live back to Baltimore with all the hooligans, you know, destroying Fells Point.
Let the dogs out?
We're hanging out, and she interviews each one of us, each of the three of us. So I'm like, this is the greatest night of my life. We held the Super Bowl trophy. Ravens win the trophy. It's like the greatest thing ever. The second guy, same thing. You know, since the Colts left, no better night of my life. This is like better than anything I've ever done. Third guy gets on TV. He goes, I just want to thank my wife for letting me come. We're ready to kill the guy. We're ready to pummel the guy. You're like, dude, what are you doing? You're harshing us out on national, you know, on local TV. So everybody back home is watching. And my wife's like, you didn't thank me. Like, all right, I didn't thank you. So in the meantime, she goes, remember, is it Chauffeurs? I think Chauffeurs Furniture. She went
couple blocks away from my home. Absolutely.
She went to Chauffeurs Furniture while
shout
I was
shout out to
away
Jim Danish, my man.
And,
go ahead.
And totally furnished our living room for thousands of dollars of furniture. And that was my penalty clause for not taking her to the Super Bowl.
So you got a comfortable couch out of it. You know, that's not so bad.
Yeah. You know, it's not all bad. So we got great furniture in the house. And then I get home and get back to the office a couple days later. And my ladies have the TV set up in the office with the VCR, with the tape from BAL that they got of me on the air, talking on the air. BAL sent them over the tape. It was just, it was outrageous. What a tremendous, tremendous night. Like you said, it was unfathomable. And here we are just killing the Giants. I mean, it was as good as it gets.
And you know what I said to Guccio Day? I said, if every 5 years we don't get together and talk about it and have some fun with it and relive it to the, you know, the value in it. You know, I go back and I think what was as a life experience, having a football team that wins, meeting people, relationships, memories, beer drank, beer they ran out of at Whiskey Joe's that night. You know, my memory that night, you talk about Channel 11 that night on TV. I left the stadium after being in the locker room. I was in the locker room when Art gave the speech. I was off to the right when he said, I just want to thank you. You know, you made me very proud. I was in there when that happened, right? I mean, freaks me out to begin with, right?
Yeah.
So I left the stadium because I was going over to the party. I had a room at the Hyatt West Shore that week. And traffic on the causeway was what it was, getting back over there, whatever. But I'm coming out of the stadium, and I got whatever brick phone we had then. And I called my mother as I got onto the shuttle bus to get out of there. And all I remember, my mom was crying. And I guess my mom was born in 1919. So my mom was 80 years old at the time. She was 98. My mom was very spry at 80. My mom was very with it, you know, very with it. You know, well enough that she could have gone and walked around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she called me. She's crying. And she's like, I got the news on. And there are girls walking down the street without their tops on. And I'm like, oh, mom. You know?
Don't do it. Don't do it, mom.
Don't do it, mom. Don't do it, mom.
Don't join the crowd, mom.
Don't go down to Cross Street, mom. Right. Leonard Raskin is here at Raskin Global 20 years later. Hey, off season here and watching Eric DaCosta this week and thoughts about the team and being a current fan and Tom Brady, and we talk about Tampa. And by the way, I fly to Tampa all the time. There's never a time when I land in Tampa where I had to look off the right side of the window and see the stadium.
Yep.
And think of January 28, 2001.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it really,
like, beautiful day.
It's a beautiful memory.
How about Tom Brady? Is that dude like 145 years old? How long is he going to play? My goodness. I'm telling you. And to get the first ever home Super Bowl. What is up with that? How did the NFL gods conspire to cause this to happen?
It's an incredible thing.
So, you know, we got the GOAT against the kid, right? And wow, I think it's going to be an amazing game. I mean, was it October, their game? It was phenomenal. I mean, my goodness, this is going to be one heck of a football game, I think. And it's just like Mahomes has got to win. That's all I can say. We cannot live with another Tom Brady Super Bowl win. The world just does not need that.
Well, 5 years from now, you'll be adding it up with Mahomes. And I would say this. I know this. In order for us to win, we're going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes to get there,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
I'm not even outlandishly saying Lamar might have a crack at Tom Brady this time next year. I mean, I think Tampa will get better in the offseason. And this is where you can bring your money hat in, okay? I'll let you bring your financial advisor, that Florida recruits pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Obviously, they found a way. I mean, look, he could have gone anywhere. And a year ago, I had my money on Miami. I really thought he was going to be the quarterback of the Dolphins and take out his revenge directly on New England. But he went to Tampa. instead. And to see,
well, the owner of the Dolphins is also a big Michigan guy, Stephen Ross.
Right. I thought for sure. And I thought, look, as a money guy, right on that same thing, I didn't just think he was going to go to Miami. I thought he was going to go to Miami and have like partial ownership in Miami because of the whole Michigan connection and everything. I thought they'd bring him in. He'd own part of the team. He'd be incentivized on a Super Bowl.
Everyone has thought that about Peyton Manning in Tennessee as well, by the way.
Yeah, he'd be able to rub it in Belichick's face a little bit when he won. And sure enough, he goes to Tampa. So I'm thinking, all right, we ain't got to worry about him. He's Tampa Bay. Goodness gracious, this guy is he's stunning. It's just stunning the fact that he finds a way to will a team to a win.
Well, not just recruiting and Gronkowski and Antonio Brown, but then actually going out and like using it. You know, like using every asset he had, including his free agency, the weather, the tax situation, the right coach who would, you know, all of that, that this has conspired. I mean, I'm rooting for Tampa Bay because Ryan Jensen's my friend, right? Like the last time Ryan and I were together. Yeah, I mean, Big Red and I were having dinner at Burns Steakhouse. He just signed his big contract. His baby was this big. And we're eating Wagyu steak in the Burns Steakhouse and drinking Cabernet. And he just signed a deal. I was down there for the Tampa game. Did you think he thought he'd be playing in a home Super Bowl?
No. You know, he's a good man. He's
snapping
a good man.
To Tom Brady? He didn't sign for that.
No way. And there was a couple games, you know, I'm pretty geeky about the sport. So I watch, you know, a number of the games and I saw a couple games this year when Brady was in his face. You know, there were some bad snaps going on and Brady was in his face about either a bad snap or a missed block or whatever it was. And now dude's in the Super Bowl. I mean,
well, they brought AQ Shipley in, who's another, you know, a Raven, another alum who came out to Buffalo Wild Wings with us. So I've only got one friend in the game, right? So, I mean, Ryan Jensen's in the game. I'm going to root for Tampa. It is weird rooting for Tom Brady, but it doesn't look like Tom Brady. It looks like a video game when he puts that, you know, it doesn't look right in it. It doesn't look normal.
Crazy. Dude looks better today than he did when he got his first Super Bowl. And what did I see? I think this is right. When Tom's holding up his first Super Bowl trophy, Mahomes is 6 years old. 6 years old. And the dude's been in 10. This is 10 out of 20 years.
19 years.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's unfair. We'll be watching.
No, it's not unfair. You know, it's not unfair because the dude wins. You know, I'm in an industry where you get rewarded for producing results, for helping clients do great things with their money. And I remember years ago, there was this, there's an industry, you know, these industry awards for things that we do in the industry. And they tried to change like the way they calculate these awards because the same people were winning all the time. It's like, no, they're winning all the time because they're doing what they're supposed to do, man. You gotta reward success. And that dude just brings it. It didn't matter who they brought into the team, didn't matter who they put around him. He had a couple bad years, but you don't see him. My goodness, how many championship games? I mean, well, four more, right? Four more than Super Bowls.
He's waking up where it's 72 degrees on grass, and he was doing this in the dead of winter as a younger guy. He might make it to 40. I mean, he's certainly at the top of his craft, right? I mean, we can all...
That's right. He's got no reason to retire. He can keep going.
Tell everybody how to find you out there in the world of money, because we are into a new year, new administration, new everything. Just some thoughts
coming
about the world and sort of the stabilization of all of this now that we're through the election cycle at least, right?
Yeah, so now we got a new president and we're watching... we got a 50-50 Senate, which will be interesting. We got a slight majority for the Democrats in the House. And President Biden wants to institute a lot of new tax law and a lot of new financial things out there. It's going to make our world very interesting. And whenever there's new administration, there's always new rules, new tax law, new estate tax law. If you haven't met with your advisor, you better now, because there are going to be some changes coming and nobody knows whether they're going to be retroactive to the first of the year or not. But you better dance on your opportunities right now, because some of those opportunities to harvest some capital gains, to transfer some assets potentially. Those things are going to go away if he has his way with it. So there's some new law you better get ready for. And now's the time to make sure that you're aware. And if there's something you need to be doing, now's the time to do it, because things could be changing before this year is up.
It's an action time for your money. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely. And you know, it keeps us employed because they obviously keep changing things. That's a good thing for me. But beyond that, for our clients, there are things that have to be done, moves that have to be made, things to take account of, and be ready. So if you don't have an advisor, get one, meet with somebody. You can find us at RaskinGlobal.com. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/RaskinGlobal, LinkedIn.com/RaskinGlobal. And we're putting out all kinds of information about new law, updates, changes. You know, the first thing we've seen just in the first couple of weeks now, or first week of the administration, a potential $15 national federal minimum wage. Whether you like that or not is irrelevant, right in the time when small business has been pretty well crushed by the pandemic and government shutdowns. If companies are going to have to start paying significantly more to workers, don't know whether that's going to mean less hours for workers, whether that's going to have the intended consequence, which is higher wages lift all boats and more people have better wages and a better life. Or, you know, when we were over in London, was it 2 years ago? We were in London for the Jags Ravens.
Feels like 100 years ago, but yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I went into a McDonald's over there, get some fries and a shake one evening, and nobody was working. It was a big board that you put your order in, a touch screen.
Comes out.
You go up to the bar and your number shows up on a conveyor and there's your food. So $15 an hour is supposed to lift everybody's wages, and it may cause workers some jobs, but you better be aware of what's going on, because things are coming fast, and this administration wants to make some serious changes quickly. And so they're going to act. So you got to be aware of what's coming and make sure that you're positioned for it.
We're going to send everybody out to RaskinGlobal.com. We will visit with you as we do each and every week. Next week, we'll have a little bit more look at this. I'm going to come back, talk some Masson with you and some Orioles and some offseason and some Terps and some Caps and all that other stuff.
But, Caps are undefeated.
Yeah, beating up on Trots. I got my eyes on that.
First time.
It's early.
Yeah.
Hey, man, take care of yourself and stay safe out there. I know this COVID thing's going around. We got to keep everybody safe, all right?
Absolutely. Have a great one.
Washing hands, wearing a mask. He is Leonard Raskin. He is our pal at Raskin Global, telling old stories, old purple war stories. We got there plenty of those. Marvin Lewis has joined us. Brian Billick, Jack Del Rio, lots and lots of folks coming on. Goose has been here. Mike Flynn stopping by. Ed Mulitalo. So join us. Come on out to WNST.net all week long going into next week. We're not doing Radio Row next week in Tampa, but we are going to have some fantastic guests. Lots of stuff happening. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.